This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The world has hit yet another COVID-19 milestone, reaching then surpassing 900,000 deaths from the virus. The United States and Brazil together make up more than a third of the deaths. The number of infections is more than 27.8 globally. India reported another record spike of 95,735 new coronavirus infections within a 24-hour period as the virus spreads beyond its major cities. It has the second highest caseload in the world behind the United States, which also has the highest number of deaths. India comes in third behind Brazil in the number of deaths. Its health ministry said the surge in new infections is due to ramping up daily testing. However, experts caution that India's outbreak is entering a more dangerous phase as the virus spreads to smaller towns and villages. The National Institutes of Health director is telling Congress that AstraZeneca's suspension of its COVID-19 vaccine study shows there will be no compromises on safety in developing the shots. AstraZeneca has put on hold its late-stage studies in the U.S. and other countries while it investigates if a British volunteer's potentially unexplained illness is related to vaccination or a coincidence. NIH Chief Dr. Francis Collins pledged that science will be behind decisions if and when any COVID-19 vaccine is good enough for widespread use. AstraZeneca's shot is one of three vaccines in late-stage testing in the U.S. Teachers in at least three states have died after bouts with the coronavirus since the dawn of the new school year. A teachers' union leader worries that the return to in-person classes will have a deadly impact across the U.S. if proper precautions are not taken. One 34-year-old teacher in the U.S. state of Missouri died Sunday. A 28-year-old third grader died in the state of South Carolina on Monday, and two other educators died in the state of Mississippi. This is VOA News. Researchers at the Chinese University of Hong Kong now say that stool tests may be more effective than respiratory tests in identifying COVID-19 infections in children and infants since they carry higher viral levels in their stool than adults. Stool samples may carry the virus even after it is cleared from a patient's respiratory tract, and that could lead to better identification of asymptomatic cases, particularly in infants and others who have difficulty providing nasal or throat swabs. At least three people have died in a Northern California wildfire that forced thousands from their homes. The Butte County Sheriff announced Wednesday that two people had been found dead in one location and another person elsewhere. He did not provide details, but California Highway Patrol Officer Ben Draper tells the Bay Area News Group that one person was found in a car and apparently had been trying to escape the flames. The fire northeast of San Francisco is threatening several communities. Stoked by high winds, it has burned a 25-mile path through mountainous terrain and parched foothills. Unprecedented wildfires in the U.S. state of Oregon have all but destroyed five towns, and a record number of deaths is feared. Governor Kate Brown said this as families began to report casualties. High winds and heat are stoking nearly 100 wildfires across the U.S. West. The top U.S. general for the Middle East says the Trump administration will pull thousands of troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan by November. General Frank McKenzie says the number of troops in Iraq will drop this month from 5,200 to 3,000, and he says troop levels in Afghanistan will shrink to 4,500 by November. The general made the comments during a visit to Iraq on Wednesday. U.S. Attorney General William Barr is defending the Justice Department's move to intervene in a defamation lawsuit against President Donald Trump. But experts were deeply skeptical of the federal government's effort to protect the president from damages arising from a private dispute. The lawsuit is over whether Mr. Trump defamed a writer who accused him of raping her at a New York luxury department store in the 1990s. Experts say it's far from clear that the administration lawyers can successfully argue that the president was acting in his official capacity. Hundreds of police officers from Argentina's Buenos Aires province defied calls to stop protesting Wednesday, stepping up their demands for a salary increase, better working conditions, and more protection amid the coronavirus pandemic. Wearing the uniforms, the officers took their demands to the president, Alberto Fernandez's official residence. They want a 56% wage increase to help support their families amid a crippling recession and strong inflation. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.